For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Section 425.
Yeah, it's named after the seats that we have season tickets for the Orioles.
And you still have those in that
section? Still have those with my dad and my brother.
I have season tickets for the Kennedy Center. I never miss a musical.
You do not. You do not. You would not spend your hard-earned money there. Carrie, Wicked's coming back.
Mike, it's always been the mailbag.
You are going to be 80 when you turn 60. And you're going to be 100.
How old am I now?
In Rob years, you are 75.
I'll take it. Mike, this happened to me on
that
January 6th.
That is cool,
6th.
Is picking up a woman who came to your hotel room when you were watching Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. See, there you go. I thought I'd give you a little taste.
I did not expect that.
Just a little taste. Sorry.
What did you do with her on 395?
Stop it.
You stop it. You're sorted.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
If I don't get to this today at the beginning of the show, I will never get to it. So remind me before this segment is over, we are going to get to the mailbag. Because
huzzah!
You have mailbag. By the way, if you want to send something to Rob's mailbag, it's the new TMOS address is rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's the you've always sent it to that. But
sure.
The new address, if you want to send anything snail mail, is 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. A lot of numbers there. Let me give it to you one more time.
Sure.
That's 13TMOS. 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33906. Early morning here in the household as I had to get my son to school early. They are going to a museum in Tampa.
What museum is that?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger museum?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is this not the last week of school?
Close to it. I'm pretty sure this is the close.
This is the last week for my kids.
Yeah, it's they wind down early here in the great state of Florida. So, I pulled in and it was a fire drill. There were people all over the place because all the fourth graders are going there. And the only thing my kid cared about was if he sits next to Taylor, who is his best buddy and a hysterically funny kid. and one of my favorite friends of my son's. Just full of life. Full of life.
Do you have like an air and space museum, any sort of museum like that down there? Or is this going to be like a roadside wax
museum?
Well,
we have the space, the real space place.
Well, yeah, but that's not the museum.
But that's a museum, too. They have a, you can go up there and you can go to the space, the Space Center. My
Thank
apologies.
You. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm eager to know what it is because, you know, I remember museum trips. Being a D.C. kid, we haunted the Smithsonians for field trips. And there were great field trips and lousy field trips. And natural history was always a drag. They never showed us the diamonds. So we just had to look at, you know, like statues of cavemen.
I would imagine if you were in a New York suburb, that would be probably the gold standard as far as field trips. If you got to go into the city and see the city stuff like the Museum of Natural History and D.C., though.
And scores.
And scores. Russian-owned scores. But I have no idea who owns it anymore.
But we also grew up with Smithsonian forced upon us in school.
That's true.
My wife grew up in Florida, and I've taken her to D.C. two or three times now, and she's just amazed going to these museums that I don't like because I went so many times as a kid.
They're free, too. That's another thing that they love, yeah.
People don't understand that people that live in D.C. or around D.C. will understand that the monuments and the museums and all that, you know, it's like anywhere if you live there, it's no big thing. It's just...
Right.
Where people go to work and maybe you go to a sporting event. And then my great memory of taking advantage of what we had in D.C. is when I had my bachelor party when I got married to Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Jerky, D.C. police officer, took me on to the Washington Monument and got to open up the little manhole covers that have the little mini Washington monuments underneath them. And he had told me that even Congress people don't get to see these secret locations. And then I saw it online.
Yeah.
And I realized that people get to see that. But it was really cool. It was very, very cool for me.
You did go to the top of the monument that night?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never been
closed,
up there.
Close to tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, it was cool. And then we had a D.C. piper from the police department that piped me into every bar we went into. I talked about that last week, I think.
Did he come up to the monument?
He did not come into the monument.
That would have been great.
Jerky met his buddy and said, can we go up? And they let us go up at night. And it was very, very special. And then we got back in the Fraternal Order of Police van. That had a siren and lights and a PA system so that I could go, ma'am, can you get out of the way of Camelot's entrance, please? Got a bachelor party coming in here right now. And I remember my buddy Pete, who was driving it, said, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't do it.
And I'm sure.
Ma'am, would you please get out of the way? And then, of course, later in the day, we also urinated off of a 395 off the highway.
I thought you were going to say off the Washington Monument.
No, not off the – no, we didn't
disgrace
any
monuments. Monument, yeah.
But we did pull over to the side after on our way back home and relieve ourselves the side of the street.
Is that your coolest D.C. Occurrence, like as a person around D.C., is that your coolest one?
There's so many of them, Rob. No. I would say no. In
what's
a land long ago, far, far away, there
what's
were –
What's the coolest? And it doesn't have to...
Well, coolest I probably wouldn't say here.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking for something that's like zesty
sorted.
In an adult sort of... Yeah, we don't want anything sorted or untoward.
Well, zesty in an adult sort of way are my coolest memories.
Oh, well. Okay. I got to go in the vice president's office once.
That's exciting.
It was very cool.
Did you mean the one off Massachusetts Avenue at the... or the regular one at the White House?
The one that is connected to the White House.
The executive office building?
Yeah, we got to take
the little train. Is that where the vice president's office is?
It was. I don't know if it is now, but we got to take the little subway.
The vice presidential residence is off Massachusetts Avenue.
Is it still Blair House?
That's in England.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the observatory, isn't it?
It's the Naval Observatory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool place. I understand. I've never been there, but I've seen
it. At the vice president's office, in his pencil drawer, there is a glass base to it that you can lift up to get to the wood. And under the glass...
What do you mean lift up to get to the wood?
Like if you open your pencil drawer. Yeah, it's like a protectant sheet of glass.
Cuts
it.
Okay. And under it, every vice president since Roosevelt had etched his name in it. It was really neat.
Really?
Yeah. To the Roosevelt administration. So, yeah, and we were in there like, this is definitely way pre 9/11 that we were allowed to just sort of run.
Is that when you stormed the Capitol?
That's right. It was on, Mike, this happened to me on January
6th. Is that as cool as picking up a woman who came to your hotel room when you were watching Sheena, Queen of the Jungle? See, there you go. I thought I'd give you a little taste.
I did not expect that.
Just a little taste. Sorry.
What did you do with her on 395?
Stop it.
You stop it. You're sorted.
No, it's great, great time. Great times. Good times were had by all. That goes back a long way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm... It's a weird morning. It's an early morning and a weird morning. Let's get to the mailbag, shall we?
You want to?
Do you have a music for your mailbag?
Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home.
All right, don't play too much of it.
That's it. That's it. It's just 14 seconds of it, Mike.
And my baby wrote me a letter.
Yeah, the Box Tops.
Okay.
Did you know it was the shortest number one record ever made?
Good. Hopefully Facebook won't notice it.
That's right. No.
He doesn't learn.
Mike, it's 10 seconds of it. I'll take all responsibility.
Let me ask this question.
Yes.
Are you getting, because we haven't promoted it enough.
No, and that's why, I mean, we've gotten a good stack, but I want more, folks, and it's so easy.
Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's mailbag. Take it
right.
Away.
This comes
Isn't
from
mailbag an antiquated term?
Email bag? Rob's
How about
inbox?
Inbox. Email bag.
Mike, it's always been the mailbag.
You are going to be 80 when you turn 60, and you're going to be 100.
How old am I now?
You, in dog years, in Rob years,
in
you
Rob
are
years.
75.
I'll take it.
You are 10 years past me.
Okay, I look pretty good for
75. And I am going to be 65 in June, Social Security age. My first Social Security check will arrive May 21st. Then I went into, and I double-checked it yesterday. Then I went and double-checked it today. Now it's the 22nd. And then yesterday I received a letter that says it will come in June and not May. Let's get started.
Mike, you're
Why not wait? Because it's the same as the phone company. It's the same as credit card companies. It's the same as the cable company. It's the same. Now it's the federal government.
But, Mike, Very you'll exciting. Get your Medicaid in 16 days.
I... Really hope so.
You will. You will.
I really hope so.
All right,
I don't
Mike.
Know. I'll be making a lot of phone calls today. Maybe that's why I'm in a weird frame of mind. I will be making a lot of phone calls today.
Yes. Will I get one?
Why did you take your glasses? God, you look almost blind when you took those off.
Well, the readers help with the letters, Mike.
Okay, the readers.
I've got
85-year-old Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
All right, stop demeaning me, Mike. I'm doing the best I can, and I have a prescription for new glasses.
Playing into that. Stop berating and demeaning Rob.
Jim O'Connell writes,
yes.
Hey guys, I am currently reading this pretty mediocre early 1970s science fiction novel that I picked up at a used bookstore. The book is called Campus, that's spelled with a K, and it's set in a dystopian world where college
Krampus?
Campus, like campus. A college, but with a K, right? Mm-hmm. And it's set in a dystopian world where college education has become a sort of a messed up chemical indoctrination. Always and anyways, the hero of the novel, the protagonist who stands up to the system and changes the world as a result, is named Tom Gavin. As you can imagine, it makes it hard to take the book seriously. Just thought you'd like to know. Jim in Worcester, P.S., hello from Billy Mumy. And I think he capitalized the word
Billy Mumy, who was the kid on Lost in Space.
But I think he wants us to emphasize Mumy because that's what you used to call poo.
Tinkle for pee and Mumy for
tinkle.
Poop.
Yeah, and also the popular stalk-up aphorism, do dirt.
Do dirt. Always. Do you have to do dirt? And in my house it was Mumy.
Okay.
Do you have to make a Mumy or tinkle?
You know what one I like that I learned from this show was...
Mumy.
No, big potty and small potty.
Well, where'd you get that one from?
I think that came from RJ.
Okay.
I think he was the first person.
But big potty is poop.
Yeah, but I never
heard
it.
Little potty is pee.
Until I ran with this circle of people.
Okay.
I never heard it.
No, I'm sure that's... I would say Mumy and make dirt are outliers, whereas make big potty and make little potty are more universal. Wouldn't you say? Probably.
I guess. I would like to see a chart in a hospital near, like, you know the chart that has all the faces about how much pain you're in?
Yeah.
Then another chart
I hate
with
it,
all
by the way.
Why? What do you point to normally? I always point to
No,
eight.
No. I have an injury where if I am participating in my favorite sport,
yep,
or participating in the other sport that I participate in, which is bowling,
yes,
those activities tend to tweak my back. But
sure,
if I'm sitting here speaking to you right now, doing, you know, being sedentary, my favorite position,
yes,
nothing hurts. So, but I know in order to play my favorite sport, I need to get this fixed. So going in and seeing the stupid ass chart on the wall that says level of pain is not, it's just not there for me.
Perhaps it's more suited for other patients, kids, people that are less communicative.
I would give them, if you showed me the chart on the wall, the answer I would give them would be, when I hurt it, it's 10.
10, right.
When I'm not hurting it, or when I'm relaxing, or when it calms down, it is 0.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
And I do.
For a lot of people with back pain in particular, any pain, you have a certain activity that you might be able to not even put weight on your knee, but when you're sitting in a chair, you're pain-free. So
that's true.
I've always had problems with...
You need to take your clubs with you.
Take a 7-iron into the doctor's office.
And a bowling ball.
And a bowling
right.
ball. And
clear
now
the hallway.
I'm going to try to bowl tomorrow night. I'm going to try.
Good.
I'm going to try.
It's beginning of the summer season now, right?
Yeah, and by the way, we have a guest coming tonight. You aware that Mr. Soroka is going to be at the North 40 tonight at about 5 o'clock?
I didn't realize he was going to get to be a part of bowling night.
Carla said to me, you know, he's arriving at 5 and then he's leaving sometime on Wednesday. So, you know, you offered a dinner out. We're not doing that. That's going to be his work time. Is that the way it's going to? I mean, I don't know. That's what Carla said to me. I don't know.
I'm fine either way.
Okay.
You know, I hear, Mike, I understand bowling alley food is excellent.
He's not coming bowling. He's going to be on the road by the time I'm bowling tomorrow night.
Oh, it's sad. Can't you just make it an extra day, Josh? You might need a sub.
Maybe just to bring the camera.
It'd be great.
We need to work.
Oh, are you bringing another camera?
No, I just use my phone.
Okay, all right, great.
But yeah, you know, we need stuff for social. Maybe bowling is what we need.
Are you going to set up another camera in here?
For tomorrow?
No, for Carla when she
comes
in. For Carla?
Yeah, you have? Yes.
I don't have one.
All right, I will bring one.
Do I have one, Rob? Do I have another one down here?
I thought you did because we had her in a 2-shot before.
I think Michael's using it.
Well, tell Michael that he better respect the big man.
Let's get back to the mailbag.
All right, this comes from Sean Fahey. He writes, good afternoon, Rob. Nothing particularly funny in this clip. He did send an audio clip. Just wanted to give a huge shout out to my kids' marching band. They performed at the Apple Blossom Festival in Winchester, Virginia, and took first place.
Two celebrities who participated as the guest celebrity grand marshal for the Apple Blossom Parade.
I think I have it. One is Dick Van Patten.
Let me give you that. Hold on just a second. Got to make sure I've got everything. No, not the voice clips. I want the regular main soundboard that has the ding on it. Thank you.
And Mike, is the other one the Midnight Cowboy, Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton. That's
yes.
2 for 2. You are 2 for 2. Anybody. I'm sure you could find the list of people that have been the grand marshals of the Apple Blossom Parade in a beautiful part of the world, Winchester, Virginia.
Apple Country, Mike.
Isn't Jack Diamond on a radio station out there now?
No, I think he's more west. I think he's on another.
No, I think he's on a Winchester station.
Is it? I'd have to double check. Anyway, they took first place. Not bad for a small band out of Mardella Springs. Here's the clip. They do sound pretty good. And you know what's neat is when a marching band.
Is this a studio recording or a live recording?
No, this is the performance that won them first place.
Okay.
And I like when a marching band does a pop record. They're doing the Rolling Stones here. So here we go. Here we go.
And bless their hearts, man.
Yeah.
Risking these instruments and their uniforms in the rain.
Yes.
They're troopers. Let's listen.
Tight.
They're good. They're very good.
In my opinion. I mean, good tempo.
Yeah.
That's how you know a band's good, a marching band.
Yeah.
Because they can go.
So congratulations to them. And his PS, was that Lisa Herndon on the panel? Yes, it was. Lisa is now working in Winchester.
That's right. Lisa's out in Winchester. Maybe that's where I got it confused. And my son, next year, he's already narrowed it down to two instruments because he has band next year. He got music theory or music teaching or whatever is. I wish I knew more details.
Is it sousaphone? Is he going to play sousaphone?
Bassoon.
Good one. A woodwind.
Or saxophone. I am lobbying
both wind
instruments. I am lobbying hard for the saxophone.
Well, I think
saxophone,
that's cool.
You can stand on a street corner in New York and have people drop change into it. Yeah,
you're
bassoon.
Right.
I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. And he was able to go into the music room, and the music teacher was very impressed at his ability to play a variety of instruments. Piano, since he's been a crumb cruncher, pays off, in my humble opinion.
And I think piano lends itself to many other instruments. It helps you with others.
Absolutely.
But, Mike, I wouldn't be doing my DJ job if I didn't spotlight my other favorite high school band.
Spotlight?
You remember? Spotlight.
Okay.
You do remember the La Plata High School band that appeared on the show It's Academic?
Was that were they the regulars or?
No, they would. When La Plata was competing, they brought.
Didn't a lot of schools when they
always did.
Give people a sentence or two that are not from the D.C. area about. A locally produced television program for
an
kids.
An amazing
a Jeopardy
show.
For kids that was called It's Academic.
It ran for, I believe, over 50 seasons. It was hosted for the plurality of those 50 seasons by a legendary DC broadcaster named Mac McGarry. But most high schools had an It's Academic team, and they would go to our local NBC affiliate and compete. Now, when the three-man team was actually, you know, on the panel, they would sometimes bring a band or a portion of the high school band with them.
And their cheerleaders.
Yes, to support them. And I think that's great. And while we just heard the prize-winning band from that Apple Blossom Parade, here's the band from La Plata High School. And they seem to like classic rock. Here's Final Countdown.
In here would be there are some that are really like
but that's real, right? And that was on television, so that's...
I forgot what the song is you play all the time, which
is it the band, Jurassic Park one?
Yes,
that's
the Jurassic
good.
Park theme that you play that's messed up. I request that for sometime later this
week. La Plata also played Kansas. I know you got a chance to play a lot of Kansas when you were on the radio.
Let's listen to Kansas.
I could listen to that all day long. I think it was nice that they covered all the genres. They also even saluted classic Motown.
Oh, good. Oh, you're giving us the whole album. This is fantastic.
And, Mike, if you want to think for a minute, the only reason I read that other letter was a chance to play these tapes, you're right.
There you go.
Here's the Jackson 5. Clapping helps. All about it.
That's the end of the ride.
You got it.
So going back to the original letter, that band that won the competition sounds like they deserve to win it.
Fantastic.
They were tight,
and congratulations.
Right out of sight. Fantastic. Yeah.
And that Apple Blossom Parade is a big deal. It brings in Dick Van Patten.
The late, not anymore.
No, you're right. And my best to Joyce, his sister.
Okay.
Dennis Lowe writes, as the only priest among the Talking Head alumni, I'm calling dibs on Mike's funeral. Because you had mentioned your funeral earlier, I think last week. And he wants
Where's he based out of?
I don't know, but I love the fact that his email provider is Proton Mail, which makes me think he might be writing us from Mars.
You know, And we have a family member that we lost, Paul's sister, and I want to send condolences out to the family of Ann Heaney, wonderful, wonderful friend of my mom, and we lost her over the weekend, and very, very sad when that happens. But whenever someone passes or whenever I go to a memorial service, like the last one we were all together at was Mark Riddell's, I think about the fact that I am secular, because the only time I really think about reconnecting is, the end of the line. That's what you think about. You know, you think about those things. That's why they're, what's the old expression? There are no atheists in foxholes. You know, I believe in that. I believe the fact that if that plane's going down, you're probably thinking, oh, I hope that there's something, and that's where faith comes into to play. So, I also have never been a fan of the memorial service that is at a funeral home, where you have a room. I'm not a fan of those, but I'm also not connected.
Usually, Mike, they call it the chapel.
I'm not connected with any parish down here any longer. So that to me would be disingenuous if I was to. So that leaves me with just a bar.
Then you know what? And that's okay.
A bar. So if the priest wants to come to the bar and say a few nice things, that would be
my
terrific.
Uncle Pete was remembered at a bar, and it was a sensational thing.
Yes.
What I don't like is when someone who has a wonderful personal life and great life to share as a wonderful person, and they give them a memorial mass, and there's no personal connection to the person. There should be room for a eulogy, even if it is a mess.
They allowed me to say at my mom's funeral, they make exceptions if you speak to the priest personally.
Right.
And they make exceptions to that. Otherwise, in a Catholic service, it's very rigid, and the eulogies are not part of the equation.
Yeah, the only exception they made at, Mark Riddell's funeral was a mass, and the only exception they made is I was allowed to sing Fergalicious.
Right.
And I think that was nice. Right. Very, very nice.
I was going to make my joke, but you ramped up ahead. I was going to say,
I'm sorry.
At my mom's funeral, I was allowed to say, it's easy to grin when your ship has come in you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat. Anyway, let's move on. Yes.
This one comes from Lori Sandler, Canada, and I don't know if she lives in Canada or if that's her last name.
She's a very long time Facebooker.
Yeah,
right?
Facebooker. She says, Rob, I wonder if we could get an update on Linus's health if it's not too personal. Ugh. Linus is my dog. No, and you know what? It's not personal. I'll tell you one thing. The doctor... Thank you, Mike. The doctor was wrong with his cancer diagnosis. Right now, Linus is operating at 100%, an 11-year-old dog acting like a puppy.
You're operating on Linus because he has cancer?
No, Mike. They diagnosed cancer incorrectly.
When did you say that? I forgot about that.
This was months ago, and thank you for caring.
I literally put it out of my mind.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you lied about it?
No, Mike. They diagnosed him with cancer and gave him about 2 months because he had a huge lump.
Did you say that on the show?
Of course. That's why she's asking about an update. And anyway, the bump
went
away.
2 months ago?
Maybe even more than that.
Is that before or after Oscar left?
Oh, it was definitely while Oscar was here.
Okay, so you mentioned that Linus had a
cancerous growth. Yeah. And
did they remove it?
No, Mike, it went away. And they said, I guess it wasn't cancer. It might have just been a blockage. And I said, hey, thanks. That's great that you said that, because we were really planning to put him down.
So let me get this straight.
Right.
That's veterinary malpractice, in my opinion.
Right.
Veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm a little shaky on vets right now based on the vet that said Winslow is fat when Winslow is not fat.
He's not. He's lean right now.
Hold. I'll take a picture of Winslow today. And I will show everybody. I'll take a perfect dog show style picture of Winslow standing sideways, and you tell me if you think Winslow
is a
fat
dog. Can you also
take
a video of him running with a woman with thick ankles like they do on the Westminster Dog Show?
One of the handlers.
Yes. You'd have to find a neighborhood woman with thick ankles, though.
We had handlers at American University, but it had nothing to do with the dog show. Getting back to my original point. Veterinarians, that's a terrible thing to just say a dog has 2 months to live and then it goes away. That seems rather strange. Or,
well,
you know,
we were
talking about God, that might be the hand of God that happened with that.
We were actually pleased at the time because, that he was going to live when we found out. We weren't thinking malpractice.
What do you mean at the time? You're confusing
when we've,
me.
Mike, you're no, you're not. You're not listening.
All right.
When we found out that it was not cancer, we were pleased at the time and weren't thinking in terms of malpractice.
When you say at the time,
right,
that references something in the past.
And
the
this was in the past. This was in the past.
You just
you said, Mike.
I thought he got in the past.
Yes.
He got a cancer diagnosis, and then. You said, like, yesterday you found out he's not...
No. In the past, months and months ago, there was a cancer diagnosis. And then it turned out he did not have cancer.
Ah, you didn't come in and update us on it.
No, that's why she asked
because
for the update.
Because you like the drama of the dog's going to die. But when... And Lori Canada...
Yeah.
You upset her, but no need to come in at... This is your playbook. This is 100% your playbook. And then you roll in and don't say anything about the fact that your dog is not going to die.
Mike,
all the drama and let's feel sorry for Rob.
When I dropped the story about the dog cancer, how shall I say? It didn't land very well, so I didn't want to pursue it.
What do you mean it didn't land very well? Explain that to me.
Didn't get a lot of sympathy. Especially
like from us?
Yeah. So
if you'd come in and said that the dog doesn't have... Oh, you just didn't want to be... There's
there
Winslow.
Is. Slim.
He's not fat.
No, he's not.
Not fat. Non-fat.
Unfat.
But, I mean, it would have been nice. And obviously, Lori Canada, Lori Sanders Canada...
Sandler Canada.
Sandler Canada was concerned about the dog's health.
And now we can put it to rest. Linus is in perfect health, and it's so fun to see him prance around like a puppy, and the fact that he's 11, he's doing great. So, yes, he's well. Appreciate it.
Good. Okay.
And, Mike,
might have
this
been nice
letter,
to mention that when it happened.
Might have, but that we'll never know. Do you remember the name Nick Loader, Mike?
Nick Lowe? Yeah.
Nick Loader. Nick Loader. Loader. Yeah.
Kurt Loader was the newsman on MTV.
No, no, Mike. This is
Am
Nick
I being difficult
Loader.
Today? I'm trying not to be.
I don't feel that you are.
Okay, very good. Right. What was that? Nick Loader?
Nick Loader, yeah.
Okay.
He's the lead singer, Mike.
I know his brother.
Who?
Back Loader.
Now that's
I should have probably said front loader.
Mike, that's difficult right there. Mike.
Okay.
Nick Loader is the lead singer of Gump Fiction. Remember the band that opened for us the first time we were at House of Blues?
Yeah, I know that we had a band open.
Yeah. For us. And he writes to us. He says, "Hey, Mike and Rob, Gump Fiction is here writing to you from the stage of House of Blues. We have 3 days of soundcheck left. Over the last 6 years, we've really got the kick drum dialed in."
They're the ones that did the soundcheck. See, they're still listening. You know, you forget that people that do these, are associated with some of these shows, are fans of the show first. That's usually how the relationship happens. And so when we're sitting there bitching about the sound check being as long as it was, but it was a ridiculously long
It was ridiculous,
check.
And it started us in a bad humor for that
show.
Yeah,
that was tough.
That was tough.
I remember it. I remember being back in the green room and hearing boom, boom.
Yep. And I remember watching you in my head going boom, boom, boom.
It was tough.
The House of Blues doesn't much care to sound check a podcast, but oh, they love sound checking a band.
They love that.
And Mike,
was interesting.
I hold in my hand the last letter. This comes from Alan Wentzel. Alan Wentzel
writes.
You
want to do that again? You want to say it was a little loose on.
I hold in my hand the last letter.
Sorry, I'll get it right.
Like a drum. Okay. Right. I hold in my hand the final letter.
There it is.
And this one comes from Alan Wentzel, and it's directed just to you, Mike.
That's a former classmate of mine at American University. Wonderful guy. Congratulations to his graduating daughter.
Hi, Mike. Did you ever get a chance to work with Al Roker before he passed away? Just curious. Alan Wentzel.
He's not dead.
No, but you've never had any working experience with Roker, have you?
Outside of him coming on the show, no, I have not. We've interviewed him on the show.
As vanilla as can be.
Oh, by the way, speaking of guests, did you get my my dream list? My initial dream list, Josh.
I do. I have your dream list.
My dream list.
Does it have Al Roker on it?
It does not have Al Roker.
It does not.
But it's got some luminaries on there. It really does. People that we probably would never be able to get on the show, but it's A Man Can Wish.
We'll try.
A man can hope. That's what it's all about.
And before you place the call, Josh, Jack Palance has passed, so there's no need to pursue that one.
That's why it keeps ringing.
It does. He won't answer. He never will. And, Mike, that, my friend, is your mailbag. You can send...
That's how we close the mailbag, if you want.
I love it.
All right, very good. You can hit the music now. That's fine. That's
okay,
good.
Okay, we go to spots
now? That was very nice. I like that. If you want to send, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and maybe he will share in his inbox. It's really not. As we go out with the fabulous song stylings of the La Plata High School Marching Band.
And, Mike, I've made a decision. This will be the new mailbag theme.
That's wonderful. I love that. And Josh was right when he mentioned Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Because there are some great bands. That's one of my favorite things in the world, is bands that miss.
Yep.
Just delightful. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the round table right here. On the
Mike, I did want to give you a quick heads up. We're going to run a promo here, okay?
Oh, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this, and thank you very much for that. And once again, Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com if you'd like to get your correspondence read right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, because I am obsessive compulsive and I like to talk it to the stinger, we'll be right back, everybody.
It's a bargain bonanza this week at the TMOS store. Stock up with an official DGH Society or Legacy sticker. Buy one and get the second one for the same price. Your family will love keeping their drinks cold with an official TMOS koozie. Get them now and beat the heat this summer with no limits on how many you buy. Your friendly neighborhood TMOS store has it all with new keepsakes coming soon. Get in and get those bargains now at TMOS store.
And... it just ended for some reason. But it's TMOSstore.com.
TMOSstore.com. Hey, did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy. So listen
crazy.
Up. This podcast sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. So just because you've got a summer trip coming up doesn't mean you can't enjoy Naked Wines before and after that much needed vacation. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and the password.
That's right.
All you have to do, and you will get six bottles of wine for just $39.99. And I am telling you, there is not a clinker in the bunch. I love the wines from Naked Wines. Shipping is included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. And man, are they good bottles. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Code and password TMOS for $100 off your first bottle. And cheers, everybody. Yum, yum,
yum. Hey, look at the Kraken. He's the Grand Marshal of the Apple Blossom Parade.
I'm sure there have been luminaries there. I'm sure we've had a lot of them. We start today with Demi Moore. It's an interesting story to me. 61 years young, Demi Moore. She will be doing frontal nudity for the first time, for the very first time, in the upcoming horror movie, The Substance. She plays an aging actress who uses a mysterious technology to create a younger, better version of herself. That version is played by Margaret Qualley. Demi says, quote, "Going into it, I was really spelled out. It was really spelled out. The level of vulnerability and rawness that was really required to tell the story. And it was a very vulnerable experience and just required a lot of sensitivity and a lot of conversation about what we were trying to accomplish." She adds that Margaret was, quote, "a great partner who I felt very safe with. The movie got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
So to speak.
That is cool. You know, if there is a celeb that's floating around, a megastar at an older age that is going to be sans clothing, I think you could do a lot worse than Demi Moore. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. And Margaret Qualley, she was quite appealing in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So she the hippie girl that was living out at the ranch?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I wonder
that's
if
neat.
When they do that younging procedure on her to make her young again, if Ashton will call her back.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Haven't heard a lot about him anyway. Last week, OpenAI introduced a ChatGPT voice called Sky that sounds very similar to Scarlett Johansson in Her, movie with, I think River Phoenix was in that movie. Joaquin Phoenix, rather. Well, it didn't last too long because Scarlett called up her lawyers and got it taken down. Even though OpenAI insists the voice is not an imitation, Scarlett says she was contacted last September by the CEO, Sam Altman, to provide her voice, and she declined for personal reasons.
Hello, quote, Scarlett. This is Sam Altman.
Yeah. Hi, Scott. We're going to have that voice later on in the
news. Forgive me.
We've got a very deep dive in the roundtable today. Here's the quote from Scarlett. When I heard the release demo, I was shocked, angered, and in disbelief that Mr. Altman would pursue a voice that sounded so eerily similar to mine that my closest friends in news outlets could not tell the difference. Mr. Altman even insinuated that the similarity was intentional, tweeting a single word for her, a reference to the film in which I voiced a chat system, Samantha, who forms an intimate relationship with a human being. And that's all about that in that particular
film. Already making AI voices, it's so simple to recreate it. Like, for example, here's Mike O'Mara.
Personally, I think Buddy Rich is overrated.
I mean, you can do anything you want.
It's not me. It's not him. That was fascinating. Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see what's happening with that one. I like Scarlett Johansson. I like Colin Jost in that marriage, too. I hope that succeeds.
I bet they would make beautiful children.
Absolutely. There is a fascinating new Kid Rock interview in Rolling Stone that asks how he, quote, went from America's favorite hard-partying rock star to a MAGA mouthpiece.
Was he ever your favorite?
Not by a long shot.
Yeah, me.
But either. Everybody likes that,
All Summer Long song?
All Summer Long. I love it. Yeah. I still like that song. It questions in Rolling Stone whether Kid's hard right turn and incorporation of politics into his music and his stage show are sincere or a commercial move. And ultimately, it feels like both a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Toward the end of the interview, things get kind of dark as a totally wasted Kid Rock waves a gun around, uses the N-word multiple times,
Kid.
And complains about, quote, black women having children they can't afford. There it is. And as Rolling Stone reporter is leaving, Kid Rock says, quote, would you do me a favor? Just write the most horrific article about me. Do it. It helps me. Sounds like he's got some issues rolling along.
Yeah, and it also, I would believe, if I was forced to guess, that the people of Rolling Stone were excited to see him drinking, because then you get more interview like this. So I wouldn't be surprised if they said, have another one, Kid.
Now, Rolling Stone being a magazine, I'm not sure whether there's video or anything like that. I don't know what the deal is. Sometimes now, magazines, because of the online presence, you get both the print and the video.
Mike?
We'll see have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guy's half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not going to start any sort of conspiracy theory here, but it's called a magazine.
Then at the end of the interview, thank you. Kid, why do I say thank you? I'm not grateful for that.
No, you, as a matter of fact, you hate it.
At the end, he said, quote, "Will you tell everyone that I was halfway cool?" So he's conflicted. He's got some issues going on with that.
He's probably also like 70 now. He can't be doing that anymore.
Kid Rock. If you need an easy way to choose an outfit in the morning, I'm putting this in here without endorsing it whatsoever. Sometimes these things creep into intelligence for your life, and I don't believe in it at all. TikTok is in love with something called the sandwich method.
Oh, boy.
Usually it means matching your shoes to your shirt so they're the same color or close, and your pants or skirt are sandwiched in the middle. But it doesn't have to be shoes. You could also wear jeans and a blue hat or blue sunglasses, so they're bread. So they're the bread, and your shirt is the meat. What the F is going on?
I have never in my life matched my shoes to my shirt. Does that make me bad?
I'm going to disregard all of this advice and say, if you want to dress correctly, watch The Price is Right Evening Edition and dress like Drew Carey.
Okay.
Dress exactly like Drew Carey. Wear the tan Velcro strap shoes that it looked like he was wearing last night with a pattern business suit and a pattern shirt. What is
busy.
What is
very
the
deal busy?
With, I don't understand Drew Carey's dressing. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Totally.
I'm
don't
seeing
know
it on
for.
Anchors too. I'm seeing a lot of busily patterned suits that just piss me off.
We used to call it print with print, Rob. Used to be a fashion faux pas back
it
in
was.
The day.
It was exactly, Mike.
So who knows with that? As far as TikTok, the sandwich method, I don't know.
No.
Just don't have something that fights. My kid accused me of that. I was wearing a blue T-shirt with his school logo on it. I was wearing my foo-foo falling down golf plant pants that with a little pattern on them, and he called me out. Oh,
really?
Also, I have to digress for a second here.
Sure.
We're running so late today. I have to digress, but I have to share this with you. When, what did he say? Oh, my God. Skeezed out. Wasn't that. It's a cringe. Dad.
Cringe, okay.
Cringe, dad. I'm coming in. Carla said she was going to a doctor's appointment, and I figured the timing when I'm driving into the neighborhood was similar, and it looked exactly like Carla's car.
Yes.
And I waved, and I said, well, hello, with the window rolled down, and there's an attractive woman in the car. And then I look on the other side of her, and there's another person in the car.
Nice.
And I realize it's just a very hot woman that looks like my wife but is not my wife.
Did
and my
the
son,
woman,
meanwhile,
the woman in the passenger seat, did she immediately write down your license plate?
She looked totally, totally confused.
Of course.
And my son, meanwhile, is in the back going, Dad, cringe. Well, hello, la, la, la. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I don't use the sandwich method unless I'm making a sandwich.
You are a blabbermouth.
That was not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play. Hey, this is the one we're going to do a deep dive on finally today.
Okay, good.
There is a New Jersey woman, and you know I like me the slot machines.
Sure.
A New Jersey woman said that she won around $2 million on a slot in Atlantic City, and she is hit out at the casino for refusing to pay out. Very bad.
That is bad.
Roni Beal is 72.
How do we spell Roni?
R-O-N-E-Y, just like you would. You were hoping for the R-O-N-I?
I was, like Risa.
She's from New Jersey. She made a trip to Bally's, the smokiest casino in Atlantic City, at the end of February, and played a Wheel of Fortune machine. One of the profit leaders for the casinos, I believe.
People love it because of the noises. That's why.
While
they love it.
Ms. Beal was spinning the slot machine operated by the gaming company International Game Technology, IGT. Slot people will know that. The wheel ended up on the word jackpot with a dollar sign. Then Ms. Beal said she heard the words, "You've won," with 3D coins appearing and a blue light going off.
Yes.
All right, so let me just say, you've played the wheel slots, Rob. You've been
of
to
course.
Plenty of casinos.
Yeah.
Do you find her description of the win to be a little hinky? That's not how I would envision a win on any slot. She would say, I hit the three triple diamonds, right?
Right,
or,
right.
I hit the wheels, the Wheel of Fortune icons that connects to the network, right, that gets you the progressive, that's the big one. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're right. Her entire case is based on the voice of Charlie O'Donnell.
Right. Congratulations. You've won. The jackpot on the machine was more than $1.2 million, but Ms. Beal also said she hit the multiplier, increasing the win. When she had hit the call button to summon help. Now, listen, when you get a jackpot, I'm an experienced slot player. You don't have to hit the call button.
No,
you
will be
because it automatically triggers it.
Yeah, you'll
but
be
she
surrounded.
Hit the call button. I don't think that is any reason to think. But when she hit the call button to summon help, that is when the tilt message appeared.
Oh, no.
Tilt. Ms. Beal was told the machine was experiencing a malfunction called a real tilt, which she was told voids the win. A casino attendant came over. There's a lucky guy to Ms. Beal. And opened up the machine and allegedly asked her to spin it off, like give it another spin.
Okay.
Which she refused to do. I'm not doing it.
I've won. I've won the multiplier.
And then she says, I've seen all this stuff. He had it rolling real slow. Yeah, I get it. He had it opened, and then he's pushing it. The attendant was allegedly hitting different buttons inside the machine. Every description of what went down from Roni is like half-assed idiot, in my opinion. I'm sorry, but I'm just telling the truth. If you're going to sue for $2 million, you might want to have your ducks a little bit. What happened, Roni?
Well, the thing was, he was pushing buttons, and the meal was really, really slow. And
folks, there are surveillance cams in casinos that can count the dots on the dice. Yes. You don't think this was captured?
Absolutely.
Oh, Roni.
Well, apparently Roni thought she had just become a millionaire. Ms. Beal's attorney, let's bring him in now. His name, Mike DeCroce. He told the New York Post,
they fooled with the machine before anybody else.
They fooled with it. We've got the technical speak from the attorney that she was able to get.
They fooled with the machine before anybody else had the opportunity to take a look at this,
except Rob Spiewak's aforementioned eye in the sky cam.
Yes,
thank
of course.
You.
Yeah.
Mr. DeCroce said,
you invite someone to your business.
Oh, no.
They pay the money, they win, and you're supposed to pay. That didn't happen.
The attorney also told the New York Post that he is preparing a legal complaint against Bally's Casino and the gaming company International Game Technology for $2.56 million because Ms. Beal hit a $1.28 million jackpot with a multiplier.
Glad at least he's keeping that honest. They fooled with the machine, Mike.
They fooled with it. He also plans to file for an additional $1 million-plus emotional distress.
A spokesperson for the casino told the New York Post that Bally's has no comment on this incident, as we are only the casino who houses the machine. There's a chink in the armor, right?
I thought they owned the machines that are made by the company.
This is what Bally's says.
Bally's.
Now I have to bring the Bally's voice in.
Okay, please.
IGT handles the payouts and would be best to get a comment from them at this time.
An international game technology spokesperson told the outlet that it is cooperating with the casino operator's investigation in this matter. We will keep you posted, ladies and gentlemen.
This is fascinating. That blows my mind.
I thought it was a great story. I thought it was interesting.
Really curious about Bally's sort of just washing their hands of it.
We wash our hands with it. All right,
everybody. Because the guy who fooled with it was a Bally's guy.
They fooled with the machine. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring our friend Josh Soroka in after the break is over.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to talk about that pesky dropping of consonants that everybody seems to be obsessed with. We'll be right back, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning into the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have some killer ink, you got to hear about today's sponsor, Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, revitalizes and replenishes and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Julia has been using it. Josh Soroka has been using it. They've got all products you need, from a tattoo sunscreen to a soothing gel to tattoo lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer. Josh is holding it up right now. Here's the offer for you. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use that promo with the 25 on it, it's TMOS25, you will receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. All right. We have a relatively new member of the team who has taken over multiple duties on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I give him a round of applause right off the bat. Initially, he's done very well, and we're very happy. Of course, in the don't get happy philosophy, The day's young. But anyway, let's bring in Josh Soroka here, the executive producer and business manager for the Mike O'Mara Show, who will be making his way down to my domicile to really perk things up a little bit in the studio down here. I think he's going to be pleased to see what I have already accomplished. I'm very proud of the fact that I made the move over the weekend.
Oh, I'm already glad I don't have to move that big table.
Yes, that's gone. That's long gone. It's gone.
Just be careful if Mike asks you to see the cistern.
That's I'm going to say top of my lungs. It's gone. Oh, wait. I didn't know that. Like that. It's gone.
That's a little homage to Shatner. There it is.
It's gone. It's way off mic.
Maybe if I did this, it would be better. Here
we go. I don't know. I like the, you weren't banging us over the head with it.
No, that second one sounded good.
It's gone. A little better. Thank you. All right.
Picture yourself.
I'm going to do a little Q&A with you right now because it's long overdue. Josh, married, father of four. And am I right about that? Father of four?
Yep. Three daughters and a stepson.
Three daughters and a stepson, which sounds like a sitcom. Three daughters and a stepson come and knock on our door. Where's dad? He's gone. Sorry. Josh, where were you born?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes. In a hospital?
Yes, in a hospital.
Just checking.
What did you think? Yeah. Like on the prairie, on a kitchen table?
Could have been a midwife. Could have been on the stoop, in a tub. There are a lot of options.
Josh! parents still alive or passed?
They are still alive.
Still alive? Good relationship with mom and dad?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters?
One brother, two sisters. Good
one brother, two sisters.
Does a podcast with his brother. Very good relationship.
I do. Oh, so the Section 425 is a
It's me and my brother.
It's with your brother. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's named after the seats that we have season tickets for the Orioles.
And you still have those in that
Still have those with my dad and my brother.
That's awesome.
That
so
is cool.
If you love a sport and you grow up with that, it's a connective tissue for families, especially. I'm so glad to hear that with your dad. Just file that in. See, I'm making this is all new to me now. So I'm making little mental notes myself right now.
I have season tickets for the Kennedy Center. I never miss a musical.
You do not. You do not. You would not spend your hard earned money there. Carrie, Wicked's coming back. Let's get back to Josh Soroka. Josh, so good relationship in the siblings, youngest, middle, oldest.
I am the oldest.
You are the oldest. Okay, yes. Well, that shows to me with your level of kind of get it done responsibility that you take. You have come to us from the Chad Duke Show. You've helped Chad out with his podcast as well.
Correct.
And you were associated with the Big O and Dukes show as like a technical consultant for a number of years as well, correct?
Yeah, I was a technical consultant, I guess, for Oscar for many, many years.
Okay. So. All right. That's wonderful. And so when Josh became available, it was very fortuitous for him to join us here and assist us with the many, many technical aspects of the show. And I would like to thank him for righting the ship. And as we like to think, while there might be an outlier or two, that we have transferred all of the issues that people had with subscriptions successfully, and that hopefully the problems have been minimized to a degree.
And with such speed, I marvel at what he was able to accomplish. So thank you, Josh.
Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was just going to say, everyone knows there's been bonus show issues for months.
And can you bring your send up to me a little bit, Josh, so I can hear you a little louder?
How's that? Because
that's much better.
Is that
better? Thank you, Josh.
That's much better.
Yeah,
Josh. So, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, bonus shows have been an issue for months, and I believe we're finally getting squared away enough that I hope we'll have some new announcements with bonus shows in the next week or two.
Now, as far as your wife, she just celebrated a birthday. You appear to be very in love. And how long have you been married with this woman?
2 years.
2 years of marital bliss. I noticed that Josh has been very good about putting some stuff out online for people to get to know him. You are big into camping? And would you pronounce it, if you were saying we're going camping, would you say we're going camping?
We went camping this weekend.
Did you?
And I cannot hear the difference.
You can't. That's so understood.
It'll make it impossible for me to ever change.
Another thing I like is ownership. You know that if you've listened, and I know you've listened to our show for a long time as well. Yeah. So you understand how much I value ownership. So the people that are expecting a change, he's just answered that already. Mm-hmm. So the answer to that question, and it's a question I like, is get bent. Now, he wouldn't say that, but I would. What's that?
The G's are gone.
The G's are gone. Now, I will say that as someone who is a fan of consonants being pronounced, I noticed it almost immediately, and I have, and I will put it in a positive vein. I've never heard it done better than you do it.
I believe you, Mike.
Rob, did it jump out at you as well?
Immediately. And normally something like that might get to me, but it was so much a part of the way he just talked. Mm-hmm. It was charming in a way. I love it.
Right.
I think it's great.
I'd like to point out that Josh is working on this show. He has not applied to NPR to play the classical music on Sunday mornings or whenever they run that. So the dropping of the consonants is fine. What I'm curious about, you attributed this consonant dropping to Baltimore, the Baltimore accent. All right.
Yes.
So you get this from the way you were raised. Your father is a lifelong Baltimorean?
Correct.
Your mother, same thing?
Yes.
So,
I moved from Baltimore to Annapolis when I was 12.
Not a big stretch.
So, not a big stretch, but enough that my siblings don't really have it.
Did you say siblings?
He did.
Yes.
That is a thing of beauty. I have now, I noticed it, but now that we're discussing it, Rob, are you beginning to cherish it as I am right now?
Immediately.
Siblings.
It's so nice. Siblings.
Yeah, siblings.
Yeah.
I remember, this is how dropping consonants affects me.
Okay.
I remember that it was one of my early shows, either on the Don and Mike show, or it might have been even earlier than that, when I had a caller on the radio show, and I said, where are you from? And there is a town in Northern Virginia called Sterling, Northern Virginia, Sterling.
Yeah.
And then there's Sterling Park.
Yep.
A lot of towns in Northern Virginia have, and a lot of places down here. You have the town.
The park.
And then the park.
Yeah,
and the park was always a place where, you know, you can't live in the town, but we'll put you in the park. It's like Potter's Field.
Yeah, the park is residential, and it was always meant to be just residential.
So I remember when I said, where are you from, my dear? And she said, Sterling. And I remember it jumped out.
Yeah, so it stayed with you.
Having parents that are born and raised of Baltimore, and you born and raised, you attribute that to the dropping of the. Are you the only consonant dropper in your family?
I would have to pay more attention because I don't hear it.
You don't hear it, right?
I know my parents, I think, have it as well.
Okay. What about your brothers and sisters?
I do not think they do.
And okay. he thinks it's because they moved to Annapolis when they were so young. They weren't as exposed to it.
But my assumption.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I also lived, where did you live in Annapolis? And how long did you spend in Annapolis, one of the most beautiful cities in the state of Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
I lived in the just outside Annapolis in Arnold, Maryland, for 30-some years.
Okay, could have been worse. You could have lived in Deal. Then it would have been a problem. Deal, where some of the finest scams on the Don and Mike show were hatched.
Yes.
And never successful.
Mike,
never
when you were living
fruitful.
You had a few years in Annapolis, did you enjoy your time at the academy?
I did. I tell you, when I was a plebe, it was so taxing. But when I became an ensign and threw my hat into the air, it was special. No, I don't believe in stolen honor anywhere,
You're right, Mike, on this show.
Damn it.
I agree. Stop it.
Not only did I live in Annapolis, I lived on the eastern shore of Maryland, mm-hmm. where I'm sure they do a little consonant dropping over there.
Yes.
Although it's a bit of a different dialect on the eastern shore. And I, at the end of one of my marriages, when I moved out, I lived in a condo in Eastport. And that was a very short period of time. A condo in Eastport, I believe, the town now where former general manager Michael Hughes, still friendly with Michael after he fired me. I think he was in charge, right, when we got the boot, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Michael? The firing didn't come from him. It came from CK.
CK. Never forget.
Well, Mike, I did hire CK as an intern, and then he ended up firing me.
Yes.
So that was a good turn. And, Mike, I can give you an example of one Eastern Shore dialect, because my father has a house in Accomack, which is about 30 miles south of Chincoteague down there.
Yeah,
and
that's the town that does the commercials with the goose.
Is it? I've not seen
Accomack.
No. If anything, they do horses, because that's the point.
All right,
anyway, but I remember this gentleman named Johnny some years ago got an iPad for Christmas, and he was going to very proudly show it to my father because, you know, who doesn't want to see a 10-year-old piece of technology? And he fired it up, and he said, "Susan, who moved my icons?" That was...
Your icons.
Your
icons. Icons.
And then the best thing is the follow-up is, "Why is he on Facebook? He's an asshole."
Getting back to Josh Soroka after that wonderful trip down memory lane.
We did
Josh,
see the swerve.
And Rob, do you have any questions for Josh? And then I'm going to turn it over to Josh. And I would like him to give it. I don't want to put you on the spot. First, to ask if you have any last questions for Josh, and then I'm going to ask him to ask us something.
Okay. Right? I wonder about, do you have memories or did you hang with your grandparents?
I did. Around my grandmother's
when they
were years ago.
Okay.
My grandfather's never.
Were they immigrants? I'm curious because, you know, you've got a nice, wonderful name, Sroka, which sounds maybe Eastern European.
It's a Polish name.
Me too. Hey, brother.
Oh, the Polish connection.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not sure how many generations.
Okay.
How many Srokas does it take to set up a studio?
Stop it.
I'm sorry,
Mike.
Just kidding. All right.
That's offensive. I toss it to Mike.
Josh, now I open the floor to you. As far as I'll put it this way. I will entertain any questions you have about Rob or me. You can ask us. But I would like to know any preconceptions of coming to work on this show.
Great question.
That you had coming in.
Because I've listened a long time, I had the easy assumption, I believe we went over, I shared with you yesterday, that you couldn't plug in a microphone.
Okay.
Because that's what I was led to believe, that you can't hook stuff up, that it's just you talking to the mic and you'll get too frazzled with actually hooking up the equipment. So that
I have been frazzled, but you know, it's like anything when you've done things multiple times and put a studio together multiple times, you did that. You know what's funny when you talk about studios?
Mm-hmm.
And Rob might agree with me on this, and I welcome your thoughts because you do this. Josh's background is in technology, home technology. And it's interesting to me how, with all the troubleshooting one will do, that how often things come down to a bad cable.
That's always it. Always. It
is. Do you find that to be the case, Josh, or is that just the way our thing?
It's bad cable, or really, when most of the time when I'm helping people, it's user error.
User error.
It's really someone's doing something wrong.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Also, it's gotten so much simpler, even in the life of this podcast. It's gotten so much easier to do amazing things. But still, you know, I run 2 iPads every day, and I go through the cables for them about every 4 months. And you just have to be ready to swap them out because they go bad. And it's nothing except
now he knows
on the cables.
Is that true, Josh? Do you find that to be true or not true?
Yes and yes and no. It's somewhat true. What surprised me about Rob and doing the show is the amount of paper that Rob goes through, as far as printing everything,
right,
as well as having screens in front of him.
Yeah. And any questions you have for either Rob or me before we end this wonderful segment? Because as we answered on it, he will not be changing the way he speaks, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Any questions
for you are gone.
Me?
I do not have any questions. We've talked a lot up to this point and a lot off air, so I think I've gotten my questions out of the way. at this point.
Okay. Everything okay?
Everything's great on my end.
Okay. Very good.
Everybody, but he is, too? Mike, he is surprised that I do a lot of printing.
Well,
yes.
I'm going to tell you what I think so far. I believe that he is the personification of the philosophy of this show, which is don't get happy. The man does not have super highs, not super lows.
Yeah, he's very steady.
And he is steady Eddie, mm-hmm. and it's can do. That's what I like, and that's what it's been so far. I think you probably agree with me, Rob, on
that,
right?
Of course, yeah. He's been a wonderful person to have with us, and I wish he was more, you know what? I actually like it. He doesn't give up the laughs very easy. Makes you
oh, you want a laugher. You're the laugher. I'm the laugher. We laugh at each other. We can't have
this
it all.
This is true. This is
you
true.
But I like the fact that he's deadpan. That's fantastic. Yeah, I know what you want. You want bleh. No,
yeah, I want someone that's
that.
Laughing a lot.
No, I like somebody that he's like a governor on a golf cart or a school bus.
I thought you meant like Governor Wilder of Virginia.
No, we have to take a break. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate
Thank you, Josh.
That. Thanks for stopping by. We will be continuing the Mike O'Mara show. I have no idea. It might be the Tom Brady roast. It might be why my neighbors might think I'm dirty. But we will do that when we come back.
Can't lose.
You can't lose on this show. That's right. Every day. Every day. Hey. All right, listen up. Time to discover the power of DermGlowSkin.com.
Yes,
weight
yes,
loss,
yes.
folks. More clients joining us every day. You can witness the results yourself. I've shed over 80 pounds, never felt better. I still get hinky, like this morning before I came in here, where I had a shirt that I just didn't want to get rid of, but I because I'm paranoid, you know.
Yeah.
One of my faves, but it was like putting on a tarp, and I couldn't do it again.
Was it your Kid Rock T-shirt?
It was my Kid Rock T-shirt, and I was drunk. I've shed over 80 pounds. I never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss. All you do is you go to DermGlow, click on the weight loss button, and click on it. Consult. You take a quiz first. Then, if you qualify, you talk with a doctor and you have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. And get ready. It works. I'm proof. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Time to shed up to 26% of your body weight. I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go. Okay, I said a couple of months ago that I had an issue in the attic with what are referred to as palm rats.
Rats
are a form of rat that they might just be regular rats that live up in palm trees, but that's why they call them palm rats. And when you have a palm tree down here in Florida that is close to a residence, they can jump from the palm to the house, and then they can get into the house. And
Wreak havoc, Mike. They wreak havoc in your house.
They wreak havoc. We have the rat disposal guy come out. He confirmed by finding two, maybe three dead ones up in the attic that we had them. And then here's where the problem occurs. Two things are happening. He has, in order to trap these rats, he has put black boxes that are little square boxes around around the perimeter of the property. And the boxes have, I guess, bait in them to lure
They're
the rat.
They're about the size of the box that Yahtzee comes in if you go to a toy store. And they've got
about
a
week
hole.
Ago, yeah, yeah. About a week ago, I noticed that on my one neighbor's side, the box is in back of his lanai. And he doesn't use the same extremity. It's the same, but it's where it's about 20 feet from where my box was.
Okay.
And then I notice that the other box on the other side is close to my neighbor's house. Now, two things have happened. And by the way, I slid it back with my foot today when I was walking the dog.
Wash your foot.
Or as Josh would say, walking the dog.
That's right.
I slid it back. My question is, would he have come by and shifted the location just a few feet to try a different path that the rats might be walking? Or, in its zeal to escape, could the nasty big rat, and I didn't open, I have no intention of opening these boxes. Could the nasty big ass rat be jumping around inside and shifting the box?
I think more likely than anything, the rat is moving the box. Because I have one of these boxes too.
You do?
Yeah, I've never
you
had a
too?
Rat.
You too? You have a rat too?
I have it in the back, but we've never had mice or rats. It's just, it was a preliminary thing when we got it put in when we moved years and years ago, but no.
So how long have you had a rat box?
Years.
The same one?
Yeah. No need to.
It's not even useful. You can throw it away now, I would imagine.
I don't want to touch it.
Do you have an exterminator, a regular exterminator? Well, you use the Pesty.
I use Pesty. That's what I use. And so I don't know.
Tell them to come out, call the old exterminator, tell them to take their boxes back.
Mike, is there any chance that your neighbor
his rat box is right next to the car that's up on block in the backyard.
How long have you
lived in that house?
We were still on the terrestrial show.
Give me a ballpark year.
Oh, gosh. So, okay, Robert was in kindergarten. He's a junior now. So
30 years.
It's like 15 years.
15 years of having a rat box in your backyard.
No, I don't think it was the whole time. I mean, maybe 12 years. Okay,
Well, all right.
We got to finish the show first. Then I'll do it.
Okay. So what were you saying?
I think your neighbor moved it. Because he didn't want to see it. Either one. It's on either side of your house. Neighbor doesn't want to see a rat box.
But it was moved towards the neighbor's house, so that can't be true.
Oh, then the neighbor wants it to catch his palm rats.
You're making a conspiracy where I don't believe there is any.
Move it, though, I think.
You think so?
That's
a big, strong rat.
Rats are big.
I think of John Belushi in the movie Animal House moving the ladder when he's trying to look at
the
naked
people. That's how he'd do it, yeah.
Goosh, goosh, goosh. We'll have to wait. We don't have time.
The last time I took my wife downtown, we saw the rats in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Big,
yes. And I said, hey, buddy, come here. And Jerry said, don't talk to it.
Don't talk to me. Get away. Get away now. I'm never coming downtown with you again.
Come here, buddy.
Sorry about the late show. We got a lot of stuff. A lot of plates spinning. We'll be back with the flip side right after this, everybody. Summertime hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV HydraScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Little red cup,
I drink fill it you up. It's not a Red Solo cup, though. It's a Pizza Hut cup. No one wants to hear that ever.
People bust my chops about my red cup.
I love your red cup.
It's a zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. I love it. You'll love it too. Tear poor, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. That's a fact, Jack. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. I'm drinking it right now. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
I have an amazingly depressing piece of tape, but time dictates I don't play it. I just want to let you know that if you watched that show about how the stars of Nickelodeon shows were mistreated.
The guy, the fat guy? That,
Dan Schneider.
People sexual harassed.
Yeah, Drake from Drake and Josh. He revealed yesterday on the Today Show that the dialogue director that abused him had a signed painting from John Wayne Gacy. So just know that.
Yeah,
it's very
weird.
Creepy.
Weird.
Yeah, very creepy. So let's do something happier, Mike. A student, I think they were fifth graders, said that his teacher was old because she had gray hair. So he challenged her to a dance battle. And the lady held up okay, considering she does appear to be rather elder. But they did the veggie, I think it's called the veggie dance.
Okay.
Here's the kid.
Eat him up while you have a chance.
dancing to his teacher. Okay, so here comes the teacher.
She commits.
Yep. And then she, Mike, then she braided his hair.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We communicate on this show almost exclusively by text. That's how we do it. And I didn't realize that people are judging you the way you text. They can tell your age by the way you text.
This is how you can tell someone's age by how they type on their phone. Anyone that's using swipe to text, most likely millennial, possibly Gen Z. Anyone that's able to type fast and accurately with one hand, we're going to say probably preteen to age 25. Okay. Typing fast and accurately with two thumbs, again, probably preteen to mid-20s, mid-30s even. You'll kind of stay at this thumb-tapping age until probably about, I'd say 50s, then you're going to start getting this. You're going to start adding in your index finger unnecessarily. Age 65 plus is where you start doing
one single finger.
This thing. The one finger tap holding with your left hand or your right hand. You're getting up there when you're doing that. Give an honorable mention to the people that type this way. Yeah. If this is you and you find yourself typing this way, I don't honestly know how you do it. Yeah.
He doesn't want you to be using a landscape on your text.
All right. I do two-handed with the thumb.
I do one-handed with the thumb, I think.
You do one-handed with the thumb?
But you know what? I'm also addicted to voice-to-text. Because you do voice-to-text.
I hate voice. That's why you have so many faux pas on it.
Yeah.
Carla does the same thing. Carla is addicted to voice-to-text, and you're in the similar age range.
But I love doing it. Like, I can be across the room, and I can yell to my phone and text somebody. I don't even have to pick up my phone. But if I have to type, I think I'm two thumbs or one thumb. I don't know. One thumb. Yeah. You have to sort of pick up your phone to figure it out. One thumb
at
a time.
I'm one with one hand.
There you go.
So I'm doing that. That's the way I do it.
Oh, right, I got your text. I love you too.
Okay. Thank you. I said hi, Rob.
Right, I didn't see that. It hasn't come in yet. Let's close with this, Mike. You want to know why the world hates us?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, because nachos are good and ice cream is good, but we sure as hell don't need ice cream nachos.
These ice cream nachos are the perfect delicious summer treat. Okay, start with waffle cones and crush them all
I'm
up.
Fine with that.
Then put your favorite ice cream on top.
Look at the size of it.
And whatever toppings you'd like. I'm doing bananas, cherries, M&M's, sprinkles, Reese's Pieces, and of course going in with some Ready Whip and some chocolate syrup. And then you can serve and enjoy.
Mike, the sad thing is if you do those, if you do those nachos, you can't text with two fingers because you're going to lose your hand to diabetes.
I'm all in. It's funny when there's something that I would think you would like and I would hate.
No, there was like two dozen ice cream cones in there. That's like
kids' birthday party. That's it. Yours are out of the house. Mine is still here. That's an idea. I am going.
That ice cream is going to melt like nobody's business.
If we have it at the house, I swear to God, I will do that. And Michael Taylor will love it.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Cringe, Dad, cringe.
cringe, Dad. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow when Mr. Soroka will be in studio right here to my right.
I can't
sitting
wait.
Sitting here with his computer doing all the things that he's supposed to do.
I know what the name of tomorrow's episode will be.
What is it going to be?
Sitting in.
Yay. Consonant callback. We'll see you tomorrow. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, radio entertainment.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.